to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. As we head into this week, we want to start the week by going to the Bible, God's Word, and seeing what it has to say about our lives. That's what I love about the Bible. It's not just random truth that's only meaningful to theologians studying in some distant room somewhere with a big library of books. The Bible is so real about life, and it helps shape our thinking and really impacts everything about us. I want to talk all this week about one of those very real life topics, and that is surviving loss. You know, when we think about the life of Jesus Christ, we think about his amazing ability to confront the Pharisees. We think about his joy in life, how he brought healing and wholeness to so many people. But one of the things we don't think about so much is the reality that there was a lot of loss and pain in Jesus' life, even way before the cross. Isaiah, in Isaiah chapter 53, wrote a prophetic chapter about Jesus Christ. And in that chapter, in verse 3, he describes Jesus in this way. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. Well, here is one of the realities that Jesus faced as a man, taking life in all of its reality as we do. There is loss in life. It comes in all shapes and sizes, but it's a real part of this life, isn't it? It's not something you can choose to escape. You can try. You may escape some things, but great pain and loss will come in your life, whether it's the loss of a job that really meant a lot to you, the loss of a pet, maybe a friendship, maybe even a significant move between countries or into a different culture, and there's a great sense of loss there. And of course, it could be the loss of a person who is close to you, a friend or a loved one who has died, maybe even the loss of expectations that you have for the future, when you find out you have a terminal disease or some other situation. All loss, this loss comes into our lives, doesn't it? And it produces distress in our lives. The reality is we all deal with that in very different ways. And Jesus was not immune to the pain of loss in his life. He suffered grief at a level we can hardly comprehend in his life. Well, our circumstances will get good or bad. That's the reality of life. We live in a fallen world. This world is fallen because people pushed God away, not because God doesn't love us. And when you experience those pains and losses in life, it's not because God doesn't love you. In fact, it's God's goodness, his loving character that comes into our lives in the middle of that loss that really convinces us of how much he loves us. If you're facing pain and loss in your life today, you can count on this. God understands. Jesus experienced loss and pain in his life at a very deep, personal level. And he understands where you are. Don't push him away. Draw near to him. Ask God to be with you. Ask God to help you in that time of pain in your life. I'm John North.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.